Blog Talk Radio.
That's artist Josh Ritter and The Temptation of Adam on WAMS Radio. And the temptation when the economy is where the economy is to worry, to think, how can we get where we need to get to? And if you are a sales executive, a marketing executive in your business, then you're very familiar with the challenges that face you out there on a day-to-day basis as a salesperson, as an account executive. And we're talking to one of the best sales trainers in America today on WAMS Radio, Wayne Roland, who's behind the Dissolve Selling Movement. He's also the author of Internal Wealth. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to WAMS Radio.
Hey, Buck.
Now, there are questions that are amplified because of the economic situation that many folks find themselves in. So let's get right into it, because you have put together a memorandum with something of a secret weapon to ensure that people can continue, if they're professional sellers, to make sales despite this challenging economic environment that we find ourselves in. So let's get right to it. What is the secret weapon that you're talking about?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Thanks for having me on the show. The secret weapon really is no secret at all, and that's the big surprise. As I travel around the country and talk to sales groups, I find that there are a lot of things that are going on outside there, outside in the streets, outside in the economy, outside in corporate America, outside in politics, outside in the media. And we can't control them as salespeople, you know. But there are a lot of things going on inside here, inside my mind, inside my abilities to fulfill my potential, you know, as a sales professional that I can control, but don't. And so in a lot of cases, I see salespeople struggling. I see salespeople that are saying, oh, it's the market. Oh, it's the economy. And then I'll ask them a question. You know, is it possible that in the last 30 days that you had two conversations with two different people that if you said something just a little bit differently, if you had been just a little bit sharper, had recently been reading or studying, you know, just how to interact with the human mind and emotions, because we're all human minds and emotions and attitudes. If you had asked a question just a little bit differently, is it possible that those two people would have said yes to you versus, oh, I want to think about it. Oh, I'm not in the market right now. Oh, call me back next week. Oh, I got to go talk to somebody else. And all the other things, all the other reasons and excuses that people come up with for not buying, when in fact, there's only one real reason they don't, and that's fear.
Wayne Roland is our guest today on WAMS Radio. He's a sales guru and the author of the book Internal Wealth, available all over the country, bookstores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com. And Wayne, the secret weapon then, really, as it turns out, is no secret at all, but why is it so important?
Well, it becomes important because when you think about, all right, yes, the resounding answer that I get from people is yes, there were those two conversations in the last 30 days, and I could have created a yes environment. And I say, well, that tells me then that the previous 30 days had those two people, and the previous 30 days had those two people. Well, now let's go back 6 months. Okay, now let's go to today. Now let's look forward to the next 6 months. What's the implication there? Do you just stay the same now knowing this information, or do you do something differently today that's going to help you to just be more equipped, just be more effective? And I'm not saying more manipulative. I'm not saying to make recommendations that are not in other people's best interests. If you don't have a fit, integrity in motion says you don't have a fit and you say it. But if you do, you have become just a little bit more effective at interacting with somebody, at connecting with them in such a way, on their terms, from their perspective, based on what's important to them, so that they know they can trust you. They know their anxiety reduces, and it's, let's face it, we're all a little bit uptight right now. And so it becomes our job to not only try and move product, if you're in the auto industry, try and get cars over the curb, if you're in the mortgage or the real estate industry, you know, to try and get the borrower or the buyer to do the thing you want them to do. It goes well beyond that. This goes into connecting with real, processing, thinking people and creating such an environment that if they are to say yes, that they say yes to you versus anybody else. And without training, and without practice, without doing the things necessary to increase your capacity as not only as a sales professional, but in every single role you play in life, then you're just leaving it to the other people that do.
We're getting answers to tough questions from author and sales trainer Wayne Roland today. And Wayne, I work with people every day, successful people, attorneys and doctors, other authors and entertainers. And so many times I've heard them tell me, I can't sell. I just can't do it. Do you really believe that there are some people out there that can't sell, or can everyone really learn to be a better seller? It all comes down to the technique of the blocking and tackling. Which is the case?
Yeah, and it's a great question. When you think back to, I don't know how far back you can remember, Burke, but think back to when you were maybe 3 or 4 or even 5 years old, and you really wanted something. And it might have been up on a shelf or down on a shelf or across from your eyes because the marketing strategists are so effective at putting it right in front of the little hands and the little eyes. And you said, I want that. And you were very clear and you had great conviction about it. And whoever it was that you were saying it to had to address that. And if you didn't get it, what was the ramification? In fact, we've all been selling our entire lives in any given circumstance, whether it's dating, whether it's selling your ideas, whether you work for the government or corporate, or it doesn't matter. Even just an exchange of ideas in a meeting format where everyone is administrator, at some point or another, someone influences the minds of other people. And we're always doing it all the time if you really take a look at it. So, yeah, the mechanics are there, but they're more a natural, innate part of who we are than a lot of us like to give ourselves credit for. Now, on the other hand, Secrets of Closing the Sale, other sales-based programs that were largely based on manipulation of outcomes, that were based on, even closes that were developed back in the 1920s and 1930s, that in many cases were developed by the carnivals, that had, only one purpose, and that purpose was to separate people from their money. Now, I can see, and it does carry through in a couple of places, how people would resist that, how people would say, I can't be that, I can't do that. And today's sales professional does not do that. In fact, today's sales professional sees through that, and today's sophisticated buyer sees through that. And so what we're talking about here is a more advanced, more sophisticated approach to simply connecting with human beings. And when you offer a product or service, to make a proper diagnosis and attach specific needs to specific recommendations that are in the best interests of people, but in such a way that they trust you versus anybody else, and they know that you're a professional.
We're talking to my friend Wayne Roland, who's a sales trainer and best-selling author of the book Internal Wealth. And Wayne, if folks want to get more information on your specific sales training techniques, which clearly are not high pressure, and they're not, as you mentioned, the old carnival barkers of days gone by, how can they get in touch with you and find out more about what you do and how you go about it?
Well, they can do a couple of things. They can simply visit my website. It's called internalwealth.org. I named it after the book Internal Wealth, which that's really what I care about, is being wealthy on the inside, developing attitudes, personal communication, connection with other people. And by the way, I make my living in the sales arena because I've been in sales for more than half my life. It just so happens that that's the place where I'm at home. It's also the place where I decided to give back to an industry that's been so good to me. But every salesperson out there is a person. And so there are a lot of other parts of life outside of work that we address in internal wealth. And a lot of it just simply has to do with basic self-communication, rethinking old tapes, kind of taking a fresh look at, in some cases, old information, but taking a fresh perspective and rethinking, because we need it. We can obviously see that there are a lot of things that are not working in today's society, and that's what I do, is continue to think, to study, to write, to contribute in such a way that hopefully some people pick up something I wrote or something I said, and they go, you know what, that makes sense. And that makes a difference. And that's ultimately my goal, is to leave a legacy through that process. So they can go to my website. They can see free chapters there. There's some free audio downloads, internalwealth.org. And for your listeners today that are in sales, if they send me an email, just send an email to wayne@internalwealth.org. I'll send them out a free report of the 10 common mistakes salespeople make and how to avoid them.
Very good. That email address again is wayne@internalwealth.org. That's wayne@internalwealth.org. And while you're on the Internal Wealth website, look around and pick up a copy of the book, Internal Wealth, there. And I'm sure Wayne would be happy to inscribe it for our listeners at WAMS. When you do live training events around the country, Wayne, who are ideal candidates to come to those events? Are they the frontline salespeople who are out there every day? Is it a better event for managers or company owners? Who should consider coming to one of your in-person sales training events?
What I found is that synergy is more important than the cavalier approach. At the same time, you know, salespeople are largely on their own in many cases, meaning that they're very often independent contractors. If they are to get training, then they're on their own to go get it. So anybody that has made a personal commitment that says, you know what, I have been to seminars and I know I need another one, and I realize that, you know, learning is an ongoing process. People that maybe have never been to a seminar because it's all that motivational fluff. You're in for a treat, because a lot of people call me a motivational speaker. I'm really not, because I go after what I call a lot of the motivational myths. And then specifically, people who want to improve their skills, improve their more of their potential, fulfill, rather, more of their potential in each role that they play. You know, you think about what roles you play. Burke, I know you have a son, so you're a daddy, but you're also a husband, and you're also a talk show host. You're also a manager of other people. You're also a manager of your own body, your own mind, your own emotions. And so we literally go through a process of identifying each role and the responsibilities associated with those roles, and just help people to close the gap between where they are and where they imagine themselves to be when they fulfill their potential, and just provide a roadmap that makes sense. That's generally easy to see, but sometimes difficult to follow, because then life tends to, you know, to hit at us and gnaw at us, just like it is right now. And then it essentially reinforces that training for people to, you know, to get to where it is that they're headed.
You know, I saw a recent research project, Wayne, that looked back at other tough economic times in our country's history, and the people that were business owners who stopped the sales and marketing process, or really rolled it back during those times, and specifically during the oil crunch in the mid-70s. Those were the companies that tended to really suffer and in many cases go away, whereas the folks that continued to put an emphasis on sales and marketing found that they were doing it in a much less crowded environment, and because of that, they saw their businesses grow exponentially. So it seems to me that in tough economic times, now more than ever, a real focus on sales is hugely important. And that's why we have Wayne Roland on the show today on WAMS Radio. My old friend, who's a fantastic sales trainer and speaker and the author of Internal Wealth. Now, as a young guy, I'm sure that you did not say, you know, the other kids want to be astronauts or cowboys or firemen. I want to be a salesman. What is your background, and how is it that you became a salesman?
You know, going way back, I wanted to be a football player until I really got knocked around.
Sure.
And I realized, in high school, at the high school level, I realized, okay, I probably should make a shift here. And I realized early on that I was thinking, I was processing, I was reading, and that the writing ability came very naturally. And so I was always acing English. It just was a very natural process. Creative writing came very naturally. And I thought, I really like this. If I were to do something for the rest of my life, you know, that could pay the bills, but not feel like I am going to work every day, I'd like to do that. And so I made up my mind early on that I was going to write books. And then later on in life, I decided that I was going to speak for a living. And that in part happened because of connecting with a whole series of professional speakers, beginning with my old friend Todd Duncan, who now is a New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller. And then along the way, met Brian Tracy, who's one of the greatest of all time, and of course worked with Zig Ziglar and Ken Blanchard, and a long list of others that really helped to form my adult mind. And it really brought within reach the dream of writing and speaking for a living. And that's essentially the 44-year-old story in about 60 seconds.
Wayne Roland is talking with us about sales techniques and his unique training programs, and you can find out more at internalwealth.org, internalwealth.org. And Wayne has offered to send an email out to our listeners today with a free report on the top 10 mistakes salespeople make and how to avoid them. That email address is wayne@internalwealth.org, and remember to put WAMS. Radio in the subject line. I'm Burt Gallen. If you'd like to talk with Wayne, our telephone number is 718-506-1944, or you can send your questions in via our chat room. And Wayne, of course, does his sales trainings all over the country, and so keep an eye out for the next in-person visit. And if he doesn't come to your area, you can always stop by the internalwealth.org website and find out more about Wayne Roland and his sales training events. And, of course, as we said, now more than ever. As a sales trainer, Wayne, if you are an independent contractor, if you're a hired gun, how important have you found it to be with the folks that you've trained that they really invest in their own careers if they want to get better at it, as opposed to expecting the organization they sell for to do that for them?
Sure. That's actually one of the scientific studies show that that's one of the attributes of top-producing sales professionals, is that they see themselves as a CEO of their own corporation. They see themselves as 100% responsible for every aspect of their business. Big question is, what are top-producing sales professionals doing differently in today's times versus 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago when everybody was buying? And the answer is, they're not doing very much differently at all, because what they do works. So no matter what the market is doing, no matter what market they're in, top sales professionals do specific things. They ask questions in a specific way. They approach their business with specific attitudes, and they repeat these things over and over again with great accountability. Great importance. I can't emphasize that enough, that they are brutally honest with themselves. They identify the areas that they know they need to improve, and they improve them. They invest in themselves on an ongoing basis. They make a permanent commitment to growth and development. There is no magic pill, and they realize that. There is not just one speaker. There's a whole wide variety of information out there. I simply became a vehicle. I'm one vehicle. I have one set of information that really is an integration through my own lifetime. And so you get an opportunity to go and see a guy like Brian Tracy or a Todd Duncan or a Wayne Roland or a Jeffrey Gittimer, and you continue to take in more information and you integrate it into your own personality, into your own approach to life and living and to selling, and you just continue to increase your potential at every step of the way. But there is no more choice in the matter. You either do or you die.
Wayne Roland is one of the top sales training executives in the country, and you have a sales technique that I want to ask about in detail. It's something called dissolve selling. And can you explain that to our listeners today and explain it to me as well? What is dissolve selling and how does it work?
Sure. It's dissolve really is, it takes a look at the fact that buyers today in any industry are more educated, they're more sophisticated. They have access to more information than, for instance, the folks that the Encyclopedia Britannica used to sell encyclopedias door to door. Okay? That was a much different buyer. And there were a lot of sales techniques that still, by the way, are being taught in workshops, in events, in books, in CDs, and DVDs that were developed back then for that buyer. Much different person. Today's buyer is more, not only more educated, but in many cases, they've even read some sales books. And so you go and use one of these old sales tactics, and they'll look you right in the eye and call you out. And it has the opposite effect. It'll divide people rather than unite and connect them and create an environment in which they want to buy. The sheer fact is that nobody wants to be sold anything, but everybody wants to buy something. And so our job then becomes to connect with people in such a way that it makes it easy for them to say yes. And dissolved selling essentially suggests that maybe it's time for us to set our agendas aside for long enough and well enough that people know that we care about something beyond the deal, you know, beyond the commission check. And so it takes you through, dissolve actually ends up becoming an acronym by which, kind of like the effervescing bubbles of Alka-Seltzer, you sort of dissolve as you focus. And this is actually largely driven by information that I've taken from the psychological community, taking an approach of the clinical professional, but simplified in just everyday workings with sales and looking at other people's perspectives. You know, we go through a process of teaching certain attitudes, attitudes of detachment, attitudes of curiosity, rather than of manipulation or control. We go through and we teach specific skills about inquiring and about seeing other people's perspectives, offering them a certain amount of satisfaction just by the very fact that they had a conversation with us, you know, offering something rather than always trying to get. We're just caught up into this whole global environment where everybody's trying to get something from somebody else, and it just creates built-in anxiety to every interaction, and of course in sales, but if you look around, it's in other places too, just in dating. Everybody's trying to get something from somebody else. Observing people's responses, you know, being an observation master, being a perspective master. I encourage people, I actually challenge them. When we start talking about perspectives, I say find somebody who's your polar opposite, okay? Somebody who's your opposite in terms of their political or their religious beliefs, then have a conversation with them. Learn their perspective as well or even better than they know their own. Repeat it back to them. Share with them. Let them know that they've been seen and heard and understood by you, never once having argued your own point. People go, well, should I do that?
And now, when you have these sales trainings in person, do you do any role-playing with folks and really walk them through the step-by-step process of how to go about doing that and making them more comfortable in that process of really the Q&A with the other person?
Yeah, it depends on the forum. You know, in some cases, there is a role-play live environment. In other cases where, for instance, in some cases, I'll even give a free workshop so you get a chance to preview what we're going to do at the live event. And so that would be more of a, you know, me delivering a speech to a group and you get to consider whether you want to go. In the live events, yeah, we're rolling our sleeves up and we're practicing. It's the only way that change ever happens is when we internalize it and then use it. You don't just go away feeling like, hey, that was great, but what'd you learn? I don't know, but it was great. You know, so, yeah, we absolutely instill the learning process.
Very good. I'll tell you, I'm sold. Wayne is one of the top sales trainers in the country, and his book, Internal Wealth, is definitely a must-read. If you are a sales or marketing professional, and Wayne, you would opine that everyone in business in America is, in fact, in sales in some form or fashion.
True story. Yeah, and you can just look at it. You can just look at your everyday interactions with people. And if you just, I always encourage people too, when you're just out in public, watch conversations, listen to people, and listen, practice listening to how their minds work, what their priorities are, how they think. This information is available to us all, but it takes practice and an organized mind that can look at it. And that's really what kind of what I would call the basis, the foundation of the training that we offer that really widely differentiates what we do from the masses.
Before we run out of time, once again, you have a special email offer that you're making for our listeners today. Why don't you give that to us along with your website and your email contact information?
Sure. Go to the website. It's internalwealth.org. Just check it out. That's just there's free chapters. You can just sort of cruise around. There's probably a good 45 to 60 minutes of free audio downloads you can listen in. And then anybody listening to this program that sends me an email, just say, Bert Gallen sent me WAMS Radio, and I'll send you out a free report on the 10 common mistakes salespeople make and how to avoid them.
Wayne, it's always great to talk with you. Wayne Roland, the author of Internal Wealth, our special guest, talking about sales and marketing today on WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You're going to stop by and visit with us at AllenMediaStrategies.com.